Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The dead don't speak, but their stories do. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Having him try to settle these things, that would make sense, I guess, in a normal situation. Doesn't make sense in this sort of a situation, though, where, you know, settling all these cases while under, you know, federal investigation and federal charges for sex trafficking and such, and all these allegations are about sex trafficking and sexual misconduct. Is that a horrible look to try and settle these things right now? Because it's, I mean, I know it's not admitting guilt necessarily, but it's a settlement.
It kind of is.
Yeah, it is to a certain extent. I mean, but does he do that right now, or does he try to fight this shit, or just be like, look, it's wherever things land, and...
Well, the reality of the two systems is that the federal system moves like a bullet train. Mm-hmm. You know, it does not drag like the state systems, the state criminal systems. Like, you'll have criminal cases that go 2, 3, 4 years before they make it to trial. Federal system is not like that. Short of there being superseding indictments, which I anticipate that there will be, meaning that they're adding more charges as this investigation continues. I mean, that's the only thing that'll kind of derail this thing getting to trial faster, just because they've got additional charges and they need to work those aspects of the case out before they go to trial. But point being is that the state, that's why I was saying that the interplay between the civil cases and the federal case, the feds are going to take precedent in terms of anything that goes on within the courtrooms, and civil cases can take forever. Like, you can drag civil cases out for years and years and years, because the discovery process is enormous in a civil case, you know, like just the depositions alone, and the production request wherein you're trying to get documentation. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have issues with the feds saying, like, we're not giving you the evidence that we have because we're in the middle of a criminal investigation. Your civil shit's going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Your money is going to have to wait. You know what I'm saying? Because if you've got civil lawyers sending out, discovery requests for, you know, like the videos and any other documentation that exists, you know, you're going to have a problem that the feds are not going to want to be giving it up. And they're not going to be turning it over to civil attorneys for anything that would compromise their case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to play out, man. I just think that the civil shit will get kicked to the curb a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the criminal case is going to move forward full speed. And then, you know, and the sales pitch from the feds are going to be like, number one, you got no say so over it. But number two, once we convict this sucker, it helps your civil case immensely.
I mean, essentially, I mean, the feds have been served up 120 new stories to look at into Diddy. I mean, that's how the whole criminal one started, through the civil cases. They started looking, going, right, this is messed up.
Exactly.
Here's 120 more, which will very likely lead to more superseding indictments once they get a chance to sift through all of this.
Yep, 100%, man. And it's like the other thing that we talked about, the last time we talked about Diddy, is that the other thing that you're going to see is that people that are going to be wanting to save their skin are going to be flipping on him.
Yeah.
You know, whereas they're going to squeeze him depending on the severity of what the feds believe that these people may have done, you know, whether or not it ends up into like full immunity wherein we're not going to charge you, you know, but you have to flip and you have to disclose everything and you've got to be truthful about it. You know, where they give them a proffer and they say, all right, like, spill, tell us what you got. Like, if you think you're going to get a deal from us, we need to hear every bit of it. And we need to be able to verify that it's all true. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's going to be happening. So like, that's what I was saying. There's no doubt in my mind that there's going to be superseding indictments that just keep flowing in like a river, because as soon as they start getting these people in and they're proffering them, you know, and they're getting more details of things that were going on. And, you know, the bigger the name, the more they have to protect. you know? So it's like for them, and that's what I was talking about the last time we talked. It's like, they're always going after the big fish, right? They're always trying to work their way up the rung of the ladder in order to get to the top guy. Mm-hmm. And here they got the top guy, mm-hmm. you know, they got the dude, and that's Diddy, you know? So it's like everybody below, they didn't have to worry about, you know, just going through all those cases and making all those arrests in order to get people to flip. Cause that's how they do it. Like, I mean, that's exactly how they take, you know, drug kingpins down, or, mm-hmm. you know, back in the old days, that's how they used to try to get, you know, the mafia guys with the RICO stuff by getting the lower rung guys, squeezing them, getting them to turn, getting them to wear wires, you know, getting them to you know, collect evidence in order to build the case against the big fish, which is really what their main goal is.
There's been a lot of accusations against some of Diddy's sons that have been made. No charges as of right now. There has been civil suits filed there, though. Those kids, I mean, they're adults, but I would think if you want your golden ticket to bring Diddy down, I bet those kids could pretty much, you know, sing whatever song you wanted them to sing, and it's going to be true, and would definitely incriminate Dad. Do you think we're going to see Diddy's kids flip on Dad?
I mean,
they could very easily also be facing very serious.
I mean, are you asking me, could they? Of course they could.
Could they? Yeah, but will they? Right. I guess. Will they?
It depends on the lessons that Diddy taught his kids growing up. You know, right. is he a big, you know, snitches get stitches guy, you know, that you don't rat, or, you know, did he not teach him that? You know, also, is there going to be conversations with Diddy where he's going to man up and say, I don't want you going down on this shit with me? Mm-hmm. Flip, you know, yeah. I'm done anyway. Like, he's got to realize he's done.
Yeah.
Like at some point, reality is going to set in. And I don't know if he's still in delusion world where he thinks he's walking out of this thing unscathed, but that's not happening. You know, so, I mean, if he's a real man, if he's a real father, you know, he's going to go to his kids and say, I'm not dragging you down with me, you know, do what you got to do.
Make the deal.
You know?
Yeah.
Make the deal. Yeah. Take the deal. You know, it's like, I'm going to man up on it. And is he that kind of guy? I don't know. I tend to think not.
Yeah. I mean, if these kids were brought up in a world of narcissism and me is number one, I could see the kids believing that about themselves. Me is number one, even above Dad.
Totally. And, yeah, it's like, or like have the, you know, a terrible case of affluenza, you know, or
they happen to die.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand consequences. I've never had a consequence in my life.
No.
Like, what do you mean? I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know there was something wrong with that. My dad said it was cool. You know, it's like,
the thing is, you're probably right. Dude, if anybody has an argument for that, it's these kids or these young adults. If that's all they knew and they thought that this is just normal life.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Man, yeah, this kid, like, and it's funny, T. It's like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm a little bit surprised that this case isn't getting, like, more traction. Like, and there's plenty of coverage on it, but I just thought it would, like, set the world on fire. Like, I've done lives on it, and I did better on lives mm-hmm. talking about the sheriff who shot the judge than I did on my Diddy lives.
Interesting.
It's weird, well, man. It's like, yeah.
Over on our end, Diddy is the hottest topic in the world. And
yeah,
and,
I know,
and we have the channel called Downfall of Diddy, which is a separate podcast channel. People just want to listen to Diddy stuff. And I think we saw like 300 some thousand increase in listenership when the charges dropped. And it's just been ridiculous every single day. It's actually the most listened to podcast we have right now because of the topic of Diddy. And every single day, there's this new pile of stuff to go through.
I know, man. It's unbelievable.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts. and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.